Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, Thursdays, we get to check in with Mark Saltzman for Tech Talk.
The machines are getting smarter. This is Tech Talk, brought to you by Skynet.
Well, Mark, you got your hands on the iPhone 12, didn't you?
I do indeedy. I've got both the iPhone 12 and the 12 Pro, and have been having a lot of fun with it. Look, I got to say, like off the top, there's a lot of tech journalists that are Apple fanboys. No matter what Apple does, you know, they will think it's the best thing since sliced bread. I'm not one of them. It's not like I'm a skeptic, but I really don't have those rose-colored glasses with Apple, even though I give them credit where credit's due. They've done a lot for the tech space, especially under Steve Jobs. But I got to say, these new phones are pretty darn sweet. Maybe not so much for the 5G, because I still think it's a little early, even in the LA area where you've got some pretty good coverage. You'll see a slight performance bump, I'm guessing, you know, for upload and download speeds and lower latency, as it's called. But, you know, when you're trying to access something, it's more like real time. But the promise of 5G is a little bit more down the road, but it's for the reasons that are not really tied to 5G. It's the first, the design. I love, if you've seen those photos, guys, of the more of a squared off look on the corners again, kind of reminiscent of the iPhone 5.
I was just going to say that is sort of turning back the clock on the design.
A little, yeah, a little bit. And then there's some method to the madness. It's tied to the radios underneath and the placement of all those wireless radios. They've got really great cameras this time around. They've added LiDAR, a scanner for the iPhone 12 Pro, which is basically using light or lasers to measure the distance of an object, kind of like sonar or radar, but using light. And what that means in plain English is not just augmented reality experiences when you want to, say, superimpose a couch or a sofa in your room to see what it would look like, or gaming applications. But for those photographers out there, it really does help make faster autofocus and better low light photography. So that's, I think, more of a realistic sort of application today. It's got this beautiful XDR display, which is an OLED screen, so super dark blacks, amazing contrast. It's got ceramic shield to make it stronger. They say it's about four times tougher than regular smartphone glass should you drop it. It's got that peppy A14 Bionic chip powering everything. And it goes on and on. You know, the MagSafe charger on the back, it's magnetic, so you can place it down on one of those pucks and it like really affixes to it. So, you know, I know a lot of people, they like wireless charging. They'll put their iPhone down or another kind of smartphone overnight. They'll place it on top of that little pad and they'll go to sleep. They'll wake up and they'll have like 10% battery. They'll be like, what? Because it wasn't on right. Like, it has to kind of be on like dead center. That happens in my car, by the way. But with this MagSafe charger, it like sticks like a really strong magnet and it charges up. So there's a lot to like. They're not cheap, just like any other, you know, iPhone, with the exception of the SE, the special edition. But yeah, I think across the board, I'm really impressed with this.
But so in terms of the improvements that were made, they were basically what we were expecting. There were no big surprises.
Yeah. So yeah. For the most part, I think a lot of people are going to expect 5G to just blow their head off because that's what Apple spends a lot of time promoting. But I don't think they're going to notice much of a difference in 2020. And then the downsides, we touched upon this a little last week, if we have time, just quickly, that, you know, you don't get headphones anymore. Like you don't get ear pods in the box. You have to use your own and there's no headphone jack. So you have to get wireless or a lightning one. Then there's no little plug or charger that you plug into the wall. You have to buy one if you don't have one already, because the cable you get in the box, which is all you get, is a lightning cable on one end, and that's what plugs into the iPhone. On the other end is what's called USB-C. It's a tiny little newer little port that does. A lot of people don't have a computer that takes that. So you're going to have to buy a $20 or $30 little charger to plug it into the wall if you don't have that wireless technology we were talking about. So look, it's not perfect, and it's not cheap. You know, it starts at $799 outright for the regular iPhone, and then the Pro is $999. So look, It's not for everyone, but I am impressed, I have to say. And I am not one of those, as I said, guys who just like goes crazy every time Apple unveils something.
I was reading through your article on the Costco connection regarding solid state drives. Now that this is a change from when you and I grew up, the old 5.5-inch or 6.5-inch floppy disks that those were nasty.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to geek out for a second. Yeah. It's 3.5-inch or 5.25 were the larger ones that predated it. I remember 6.5-inch.
You don't remember the bigger ones?
Oh, you're talking about hard drives or floppy drives?
No, I was talking about the old floppy disks. There were two sizes of those big black floppy disks.
Yeah, I think it was 5. You know what? I don't remember anymore. But I think it's 5.25. But it doesn't matter. But what I was talking about in this Costco magazine, where I feel like my pocket protector is tightening on me. Like we're getting really geeky here. That tape in the middle of my glasses is starting to sting a little. But yeah, the article for Costco, ironically, was supposed to simplify storage. So what I talked about was we usually tend to buy an external hard drive if you want to back up something. It plugs into your USB port of your laptop, and then you drag and drop all your important files over, and then you put it away for safekeeping. However, the trend is now moving towards what's called SSD, or solid state drive, instead of a hard drive, because it has several benefits. And that was the point of the article. I wanted to call out the benefits of SSD over a hard drive, whether you buy it inside the laptop already, because you'll see when you're shopping for a new laptop, it'll tell you, 512 SSD, or it'll say 1 terabyte hard drive. So the benefits to SSD, just quickly, is that they're smaller, lighter, quieter, faster to access content or write content to it. And they're a lot more rugged because there's no moving parts like a hard drive. It's a spinning like platter on a hard drive. Because an SSD has no moving parts, it's faster, more rugged, so less prone to damage, and it's more energy efficient as well. So if you buy a laptop with SSD, it has a better battery life than a hard drive because you're not using power to spin that disk. You know what I mean? So the bottom line is this. If you're shopping for a computer or you want to buy an external drive to back up your important files on, consider SSD or solid state instead of hard drive for all the benefits they bring.
Is that, just asking the technical question, is that a turn back the clock thing? Was the original, memory things, were they solid state drive? I mean, I'm thinking of like chips and...
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, you're right. But they just couldn't hold a lot and they were slow. And they didn't have a lot of storage. And then we moved to this spinning mechanism. And now, what's old is new again. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're going back. So, yeah, you're right. So solid state isn't exactly new, but the prices have come down. The capacity has gone up. You'll still, generally speaking, like bang for buck, like $100 will get you more storage on a hard drive than it will on SSD. But you get all those other benefits that I think outweigh the storage. And it's catching up. You can get now a 1 terabyte SSD, for without breaking the bank. So, I think it's catching up. So if you're looking for one, or if your listeners are on social and they want to drop me a line to clarify some of this stuff, I can happily do it if they're in the market for a new computer. And with all the millions of people now working or schooling from home, they may be looking for an extra computer this fall.
Mark Saltzman, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Me too, guys. Cheers.
And you can follow Mark on Twitter. It's one of the great places to find some of these articles. Mark with a C _ Saltzman. And you can see all of his great tech tips and daily things.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.